I make a start, it's my great pleasure to introduce to you Rachel Hawkes, who's been speaking at conferences for many, many years now. She's from Compton Village College in Cambridgeshire. She's Assistant Principal, Director of Language College, Advanced Skills Teacher, Specialist Schools, Trustee Lead Practitioner, and Regional Subject Advisor. That's quite good. And also, she's been Head of the Department for 12 years. Okay? So there you go. So before further ado, Rachel's going to talk to you about making an impact in the classroom, skills-based teaching and active learning, which sounds very, very interesting. And it's fantastic that so many people are here to see Rachel speak. So over to you, Rachel.
Right, well, I'm going to aim for a first and I'm going to aim to finish on time. If this happens, it will be a first. So please do congratulate me at the end if I manage it. Thank you very much for coming to the session. I'm hoping that the session, please don't feel that you need to make notes, the session is up on my blog already, and the address for that is going to come up on the last slide. So it can be downloaded as is, but obviously anything that occurs to you, please do feel that you can write it down. I'm going to structure the session along the lines of seven different ideas. Seven being a magic number for memory. Apparently it's something that we can cope with in one go and still retain. So I've given each of my ideas a day of the week to give it some sort of logical structure. It doesn't mean that I think you should be teaching that idea on the Saturday and on the Sunday, but more that it should be a little rubric by which you might remember some of this stuff. So my Monday idea, and it's just, this is my version of the idea, but I've heard a lot about song already at this conference, and I think it's really fantastic the way song is coming into the Modern Languages classroom. Obviously, we can claim lots of cross-curriculum territory links with that as well. Mine's called Spangler Vision, and we've been doing it for 2 years now in the department, so it's quite embedded. It's in our Year 7 scheme of work. On the left-hand side are just going to be the steps telling you how it works, and then I'm going to claim the skills. So we have 10 form entry, so we have 10 Year 7 tutor groups, and when they arrive with us, they each get given a song in Spanish that they learn with their teacher. Their teacher helps them learn it, even if the teacher doesn't sing at all themselves, which is obviously quite likely, we don't all sing. They have either a video recording from YouTube or they have a sound file that goes with it and the lyrics. They spend time in the lessons. It's not what they do for the entire lessons for those first couple of weeks, but they spend significant amounts of time learning and overlearning that song, preparing it for performance, not just for singing in the classroom, preparing it for performance. They get it recorded. There's a recording day where we bring them down very, very quickly. It's done within lesson time. We managed to get 5 tutor groups done within one period, which for us lasts 45 minutes. So it's very, very quick. They run down, they sing, and it's recorded. The best minute is saved. So we have someone in the department who's quite good with Windows Movie Maker, edits it down to a 10-minute video then. So we've got a 10-minute video with each of the 10 songs. That's played to Year 7, and they all vote. In the tradition of Eurovision, they're not allowed to vote for themselves. So they cast a vote for their best song, which is not theirs. That gives us 3 finalists. This year it gave us 3 finalists. The year before it gave us 4, which was not what we planned, but it was fine. Then that video is very quickly edited down. It literally takes 2 minutes to do that, to bring it into a finalist video with just the 3 songs. I then, and this is timed to coincide with European Day of Languages, which we call European Day of Languages Week. No one spots that. No one cares. So we celebrate every day. I do assemblies. We have Year 11, Year 10, Year 9, Year 8 and Year 7 going through the week in their assemblies. So I go into Year 11 first. I talk to them about the importance of languages, tell them all about the European Day of Languages and exalt everything that is languages for about 10 minutes. And at the end, I play them the video and I ask them to vote. So the whole of Year 11 en masse, 290 children, vote on their best song. Now they don't take the mickey doing this. I thought the first year I was a bit scared. I thought Year 11s, they're going to diss the Year 7s, it's going to be really dodgy. Absolutely not. They love watching it and they vote really sensibly. Then it goes to Year 10, Year 9, Year 8. We get winners then. There's a nice cup. It says Spangler Vision. We made it last year and we put the year on it. How stupid is that? If you want to do this, make a cup that's got no year on, then you can take it back and hand it out the next year. We had to have a new one. It's ridiculous. So anyway, then you hand out your winners. It's a lovely introduction the head of year typically cries in assembly when the cup is handed out to her brand new year group, because it is very, very exciting. One thing it does as well is that almost every teacher is a tutor, so almost every teacher during that week has had the opportunity to witness this. They think it's great as well. It adds an extra zing to what I'm trying to say about languages, because it exemplifies just how much fun languages are, how brilliant it is learning languages. With the year sevens, their response is universally good, but we don't just want to say have fun in your first 3 weeks of languages. The skills that we instill through this are the skills that we want to focus on through the rest of the year. They memorise the words of this song, and we quite often, and in fact we always do, get them to do gestures as well while they're memorising the song, which then become part of the performance. So they're layering with their memory. They use, first of all, obviously, the words. I'm going to show you the slide that I used to prepare the group that won. But they use sometimes pictures to help them in the memorisation process. They use gesture, and they obviously use the words themselves in the audio. So they learn a lot about how to learn during this, which is fantastic. It improves their pronunciation. They really do sing well with Spanish accents. It's great. It gives them confidence. One of our aims for Year 7 is that this is one thing really for this year, and this has come through the new secondary curriculum. I want Year 7s this year, and I'm going to measure some impact by saying, how much louder are their voices in the classroom? I really want it not to be that you ask a question, someone answers, but it's a tiny little voice, and you have to say, repite, por favor, and get them to do it a bit louder, or you have to move far away. I want them to really speak confidently when they speak. I've seen some video of Russian children at primary speaking. They stand up when they get to answer, and they take the floor, and they're so confident. They really do declaim almost. I want our youngsters to have the same degree of confidence when they volunteer their answers in the classroom. And this helps with that. I think so, anyway. Performance. A lot of languages is about performance, and again, that's linked to the confidence. Learning lines, drama. There is a lot of chunk learning. There is a lot of structuring and a lot of understanding. But I'm still learning chunks. I realise as a sort of fluent German speaker, I'm not a native German speaker. And when I went to Germany recently, I picked up some really lovely chunks. And yes, I could analyse them later. But in the moment, I learnt them and wrote them down as chunks. And there's no shame in that. That is part of the language learning process. Creativity, yes, they got to put together their own gestures, their own movements. They choreographed it, and it was lots of fun. So, this year's theme, we've got two lots of songs. If anyone's interested in doing a Spanish Spanglervision, well, you could do a French Spanglervision, but you know what I mean. I do have 2 years' worth of song lyrics that can be downloaded from the blog. To get the actual audio, you would need to, for this year's, you'd need to buy the Miliki CD, which has lots of songs from the shows. That was our theme. It was, this is Do Re Mi. And we learnt it, we learnt all of it, but this is the bit that ended up being in the performance. And they did it with some gestures. So let's just have a look. Yeah.